So we are in the beginning of Resh Pei Tes. So Resh Pei Tes, we discussed last week already Aleph. That was the placing it on the door and when the bracha is made. So that was Aleph on page Resh Ayin Vav. So now we move on to Beis. So Beis is a little bit familiar. This was already mentioned, really the first halacha in Hilchos Mezuzah is mentioned here. So if we could take a look here at the tour. The tour says, Ve'ezuhu makoma b'mezuzah, where on the mezuzah, b'mezuzah ha-pesach ha-yamin. So where should it be, where on the mezuzah? Ha-pesach ha-yamini, on the right side. Shehu yamin l'biya, which is the right side, when a person walks in, k'shadam nichnas l'beis ha-chala. When a person, b'chala pesach, when a person walks in, it should be within the depths of the tefach, of the pesach, of the doorway, meaning within the doorway. The tefach hachitzo and hasamach l'rishu sarabim, with the outside doorway, the outside part, most part of the doorway that is closest to rishu sarabim, that is closest to the outdoors. Okay, and then it continues on. Mishnei shlishi gova hapesach ulamala, from the 2/3 of up the doorway and above that, and below that ulamata mizeh hashir lo yanichena. You should not place it there. Vamizeh hashir ulamalahu hakol mekoma ad hamashkov. But that whole area is okay until you get to the mashkuf, until you get to the very top. Rambam kasav b'chila shlisha elyon. I'm still on the tour, and the Rambam says it should be at the bottom of the top third. Shel gova hashar v'im kavu l'malam mizeh, it's still kasher v'hu shiach yikena min hamashkuf tefach. So long as it's at least a tefach away from the top. V'adunia v'yarash kasav misvara rishona. He writes like the first opinion. Okay, so that gives us enough, really, two subjects to work on. The first one was already quoted, really, the first halacha in Hilchos Mezuzah of where in the depths of the doorway. So I recall that if you have a thick doorway, meaning a thick doorway that it's you know, I'm not sure, the depth of the door, not the thickness of the doorpost, but the thickness of the doorway, so we need to go towards the front. So the reason why this halacha was mentioned earlier on is because earlier on it was talking about the mezuzah as like a shmira, and the reason for having it as close to the front of the door as possible is so that the shmira begins earlier. So that the Beis Yosef quotes that opinion here, and all the details of that, like with regards to where in the depth of the door. So I think you could go back to the first shiur in Hilchos Mezuzah that we gave in this go-around here, where some of those issues are discussed, like for instance, the doorway from the lobby of the shul to the coat room of the shul, right? So that's a thick doorway, so the mezuzah is towards the front of that doorway as opposed to being in the middle. And then you run into problems of, like, the kitchen, the door from the porch into the kitchen, so there's a depth to that doorway, but the mezuzah goes on the actual doorway as opposed to the door space, meaning the door inside the door as opposed to the door space. So that was the first thing that was mentioned here. So the part that we want to get to, so that I think we covered already, but the part that I want to get to is this 2/3 of the top of the door, right? The top third of the door. So there the Beis Yosef says, yeah, that's the Gemara in Maseches Menachos, like all these other Gemaras are, that Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Shmuel. So I'm in the Beis Yosef on page Reshai and Zion, about, what, five, the first of the skinny lines, on page 2, I think, of the source sheet. So the Beis Yosef there says, Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Shmuel, mitzvah hanicha b'tchilas shlisha elyon. The mitzvah is to place it in the beginning of the top third. So what does it mean by the beginning of the top third? So v'chasav harash, perish, shelo yarchik min hamashkof yosir mishlish. So the Rush says, the idea is that it shouldn't be more than a third from the top. But you could place it all the way there until the mashkov. So we say, really, so if you were to read the Rush, right, so where would the Rush tell you to put it on the doorway specifically? The Rush would say, well, anywhere in the top third seems to be okay. V'nir shetayma mido kim nala b'gemar k'rabi yosi da'amar ukshartem uksavtem makshira b'gova afksiva b'gova. that just as when you, that ukshartem and uksaftem seem to go together, just as ukshartem, you bind your tefillin at the highest point of your head, meaning you put your tefillin shel rosh on top of your head, so too the mezuzah should be in the height. Umay tchila shlisha elyon deka amar, laharchaka shlo laharchika min akor shamala yoser mishlish. That it shouldn't be any further from the top more than a third. That's all the Rosh is saying. But is there any specific halacha that it should be the bottom of the top third? So it seems like the Rosh says no. Yeah, Sheldon?
Yeah, so it seems to me that ukshartem refers to the onstone.
Right, okay. Except it's not. correct. I was thinking that. Where did I see this? I would have thought that also. I was wondering about that. Is that the top third of that?
But
correct. But I think the Gemara itself might. I think the Gemara itself might quote that, and I think Rashi there says that it has to do with the head.
Makes you want to put it high, but you know, why specifically the top third? I mean,
Hold on a second. With regards to Sheldon's issue, right? So the Gemara there quotes an issue. Magbiya mina karka tefach, umarka mina kara tefach. It has to be, right? V'chol ha-pesach, kulu kashru mezuz de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi omer ukshartem ukseftem, makshira begova, af ksiva begova. So Rashi there comments, makshira, Rashi says, tefillin begova harosh. Kedamrinan b'hai pirkin, makam shemochul shiltinok roface, where the head is soft. So Sheldon wants to ask on Rashi. So it's not just a question on me. It's a question on Rashi now. Wait a second. Ukshartem is going on the arm tefillin, not the head tefillin. So why are you making that comparison? So I don't know. I check the Masifta Gemara next time you're in the Kolo or something if they make a comment there with regards to that Rashi. So then Dan wants to say, okay, well, what does the top third have to do with anything? Right? That's where you're at?
If you're saying that it should be high, then why not put it all the way at the top?
Right. So it's not necessary. So that might not be what we're driving at, that it should be all the way at the top. It could be, right, we're trying to get it perhaps shoulder height or head height, meaning the place where you're going to see it. That's probably the goal. So that's the rush. The rush seems to be placing it anywhere in the top third without saying it should be any specific place. So Medivei HaRambam, however, nira d'l'chadchila mitzvah l'anicha b'tchila shlish, that the Rambam says that ideally it should be in the beginning of the top third. He actually says that's where it should be, the bottom of the top third. Elohim Shukasa, v'heichan kovin, but the way he writes is, v'heichan kovin, where do you put the mezuzah, esa mezuzah, b'soch chalal shel pesach, b'tchila shlisha elyon shel gova hashar, v'im kava l'mala mizek sheir, but if you do it above that, it's going to be kasher. So clearly the Rambam seems to be saying it should ideally be the bottom of the top third, and if it's anywhere above that, all right, it's kosher, but ideally it should be the bottom of the top third. So I will tell you, the bottom of the top third does not look very high, right? The bottom of the top, Shulchan Aruch does paskin this way, and that is ideally where we put it, but it ends up looking a lot lower than what people are used to, just so you know. Yeah, right.
Short people can reach it.
Right, so my kids appreciate it, meaning after we realized, I'm not sure how long it was we were in the house, but we moved the mezuzahs down from where the Eichlers left all their mezuzahs up when they left, so we moved them down at some point, and my kids are very appreciative of being able to reach them. But anyways...
What happens when you have a very high gate?
Okay, so we'll get to the very high gate. That's the Shach discusses that. Yeah. So that's the Rambam, the bottom of the top third. So Meimer the Rabbi Zera Hachi Mashmud the Mitzvah. So the Rabbi Zera sounds like Mashmud the Mitzvah and Nichel Tchilas Betchilas Shelion Bedavka. For Rabbi Yosi Iri Heichad the Bdiavid Kavol Amal Mizek Sheira Kol Shehig Begova. And the way Rabbi Yosi, and he's going according to Rabbi Yosi, saying that Bdiavid, where if you were Koveyed above that, it's Kasher Kol Shehig Begova. Velefizek Kiyaminan Umay Tchilas Right, but according to this, when we say umay, what does it mean? The beginning of the top third, meaning to distant it from the top. Meaning, it sounds like where Rabbi Zera might be saying the beginning of the top third, neither above it nor below it. And if you follow along with the rest of the Gemara, so the Gemara asks, wait a second, doesn't seem to be going according to Rabbi Yosi, because Rabbi Yosi says it could go anywhere on the doorpost. Right, and the Gemara seems to say that no, we're only saying that we don't follow Rabbi Yossi with regards to how low it goes, but with regards to how high it goes, so it could go anywhere high. That seems to be what the way the Gemara concludes. The Gemara does not seem to say that we should ideally place it at the bottom of the top third. The Gemara seems to come out saying that anywhere in the top third would be okay, but. But nevertheless, ideally, it should be the bottom of the top third, Kane Nearly. That's the way the Beis Yosef says. So the Beis Yosef acknowledges that you learn through the sugya. It's hard to understand the Rambam, why the Rambam would be insistent on putting it in the bottom of the top third. But nevertheless, he concludes that, yeah, l'chachila, that would be the ideal place to do it. Now, he continues on here and says, V'Rabbeinu Menoach Kasav, Shenir Ali, Yishim Kava Lamata Mishlisha Elyon Ksheira, that he thinks it's even kasher if it goes below that. Uvashate Rechoka Min Ha Mafson Shlosha Tvachim, as long as it's three Tvachim above the threshold. Right, as we see later with regards to being behind the door. From the Rambam, it sounds like if it's below the top third, it's pasul. Pashto de Braisa Begemara. That seems to be the simple explanation of the Gemara. Now, there is this next thing of, so long as it's at least a tefach from the top, that's the way the Rambam has it. And maybe we'll get into that, but there is the Gemara itself quotes that Shita, and we try to paskin like that as well. So it comes out from Ulinyan Halacha Yesh Lachush L'Divrei Rambam. That's the way the Beis Yosef concludes. So that's the way the Gemara concludes with regards to the way the Beis Yosef concludes, that ideally we should paskin like the Rambam, the bottom of the top third, and it can't go within a tefach of the top. That's the frame of the mezuzah. So an average doorpost is what? The average doorway ends up being between 75 and 80 inches. Most doorways, that's what I have found. So it usually ends up being about 52 inches or so off the ground. Now, 52 inches is not very high, right? 52 inches is 4 feet, right? A little above 4 feet, right? So that it looks lower than what people are used to. But that seems to be the way the Beis Yosef concludes. Let me just do the next section here in the Beis Yosef. On the next page, page 3, it deals with the issue of what about it's a very tall doorway. So, Kasu Atosus Perek HaKomeitz, B'Yerushalmi, Perek Basra de Megillah, Mashma, Kishtecheshe HaPesach Gavoa Harbe. From the Yerushalmi in Megillah, it sounds like that if the doorway is very high, Manicha Bein Ketefav, it should be placed at shoulder height. And that goes against our Gemara. And I think it's a little unclear where in our Gemara it goes against. I mean, the Mordechai is claiming that our Gemara, the Bavli, says that it's always needs to be in the top third. And the Yerushalmi says, well, if it's a really tall door, so then it would be shoulder height, implying that Tosfos assumes that our Gemara doesn't hold that way. The Mordechai custom, Mesupakai Ari, Imahidi Yerushalmi Shanichu Rebbe Chanina Keneged Kitfosav Polig Atamuda Didan. right? He says, Mordechai says, I'm not so sure that the Yerushalmi is disagreeing on the Bavli. The Bavli isn't dealing with a very tall door. But if it, maybe the Bavli would agree that if it was a really tall door, it should be shoulder height rather than really high. He says, however, that above the shoulders, you really shouldn't place. And if the doorway is so high, it's going to be, you should never put in a place where it's not going to be seen. And also it sounds like from the fact that it says it should be as close to Rishus Arabim, the same topic. It's the same idea that you should be able to see it. So there's a little bit of a machlokas in the Rishonim in the Beis Yosef as to whether if it's a really tall door, where exactly it should go. Okay, the part about going behind the door maybe we'll hold off on, and let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, someone wanted to...
Is it the shoulder height of an average person, or... Is it the person who lives there? So, like in a child's room, it is the shoulder height of that child.
Right. So, So we don't. The truth is that actually is not a terrible limud schus on people that do that. I have seen in children's rooms that people put their mezuzahs for the children's rooms very, very low. That is not recommended. I mean, I tell people it should definitely be the bottom of the top third. And usually if it's the bottom of the top third, a 3 or 4 year old is able to reach it. It's not an issue. I mean, how high is this? So in the Agur Bo Halach, he does give you some shiurim. It's hard to really give a real shiur. I think, I had this one time. If you're familiar with the JFCS building, when you walk in the main entrance, not the entrance to the counseling part, but the main entrance, the doorway that's closest to the kollel. So that, anybody ever been there? It's been closed for 2 years. So, but there is a very tall doorway that goes from the goes from the lobby into an area that leads into the auditorium. So I thought Mi'ikar Adin doesn't even require mezuzah at all. But they had like a special mezuzah case that they had gotten from some it was from Eastern Europe. They had recovered this mezuzah. I'm not sure if it was a mezuzah or just like a piece of someone's gutter, but it's really a solid piece of metal. They're like, no, we want to have it there. There's a donor who got it and wants it specifically for this space. So I said, look, there is room to say that it needs to have a mezuzah, and I'm pretty uncomfortable just putting a case up without a cloth in it. They're like, all right, fine, you know, put a cloth in it. So there is a mezuzah there, but it's a very tall doorway, which there I put it below. There I put it shoulder height rather than in the top third. There aren't too many other.
I've seen in the gates to Yerushalayim.
Right, the gates to Yerushalayim are below that as well. There is also in the entrance to Perlman. In Perlman, when you walk the doorway that the students actually use, there's like a very tall archway and then leads to a doorway. So at one point I pointed out to Chaim Galfand that probably needs a mezuzah because it's a doorway that leads to the door, and it's sort of, so he said, you're probably right. But we didn't get around to putting one up, or never put one up. And then they put this gate in front of that. So if you have a gate in front of it, so I thought maybe that already extends that space. It no longer is the courtyard in front of the door is no longer just within that doorway. It's rather the whole space that has the gate. So that being the case, it's very possible that now it doesn't require a mezuzah anymore. So, but that also would have been one of these very, you know, not put a shoulder height rather than the top third.
All of these institutions, though, obviously, if they're a Jewish institution, it's almost a sign of, it's a tradition maybe, to minhag or a sign of pride to have a mezuzah. But in theory, you only need a mezuzah in habitations, right?
I've wondered about this, the Jewish institution. We've talked about shuls. Shuls technically don't, because people, you're not supposed to eat there. But if it's a shul, we do assume a shul that people eat in, the people that use for other things should have a mezuzah. And a base medrash certainly should have a mezuzah. But it's because people do living type things there. So we'd probably say the same thing for a school also. I mean, people eat there. They maybe not don't sleep there too often, you hope, but they do eat there. So I think we would consider schools as requiring a mezuzah. But who exactly has that responsibility? I mean, who has that chiyuv to put one up? That's something that I'm not sure about. Who owns a shul or who owns these institutions is a questionable thing, not just in the laws of mezuzah, but in all sorts of halachas, like who owns it with regards to tevilas kelim or separating challah. Or what about if it's a Jewish institution? This is something that the kashrus has to figure out. If JFCS is a Jewish institution, so to speak, but they now have non-Jewish board members. They always had board members that perhaps weren't halachically Jewish, but now they specifically allow non-Jewish board members. So what exactly is that status now as a Jewish institution? It's unclear. I'm not sure there's great answers. The OU has come out with some policies with regards to that, with regards to Tfilas Kalim and Hilchos Challah, but that's taken us pretty far off field. But yeah. Okay, so the...
You sell the funnies, I sign on behalf of the shul.
Right. So we do that because you have financial... you have the right to do it, but it's not really your chametz. It's you're doing it on behalf of the shul.
I'm not the owner of the shul, but I have the responsibility, I guess.
Right.
Well, I signed the president.
Right. I mean, years past, I've sold all the Federation's chametz as well, which includes like food pantries and things like that. So Beth has gotten permission from the CEO of Federation to be able to make that deal. Okay. So anyways, so we head into here, Reish Pei Tes Sif Beis. So it says here, Ezehu Makum Kfiyusa, so where exactly should this mezuzah be going? So first he says, B'so Cholol Shel Pesach, B'tefach HaSamuch L'chutz, in the doorway that's closest to the outside, and both the Shach and the Taz, and in here, Sheyivkum Mezuzah Miyatz, so you get to the mezuzah right away, or Kadesh Tishmor L'chol HaBayis, or Shad will watch the entire house, She Bifnim Meha Mezikin, that's inside from the demons. Fine. So, but then he continues on, Ve'im Shina Eino Ma'akev, Uvavachi Anichena B'mezuzah Atzma. I'm not sure what he means by Ve'im Shina, but if you switch it, if you move it, I'm not, if it's not there, I guess, if you change it up or something, so it's still okay, it's not Ma'akev, so long as it's within the mezuzah itself. Now, the Shach adds in here that Vafilu Hinicha Achori Hadelas Kasheri, even if it's behind the doorway, it's still going to be Kasher b'di'evit, meaning it should be within the doorway, but b'di'evit, even if it's behind the doorway, it's okay. Kein mash b'tur v'chein nira das harav. Aval das hanimuka yosef harambam nira de psula. They might hold it's possible. V'chein perisha beis yosef, v'chein kasavei turei zav. Hilkach yish lachsor ulataknu kuhugan. So therefore you should go back and fix it properly and put it within the doorway. However, v'sefer madani ha-melech, sofam n'ala, kasav dahanhu batim ha-psuchim l'rachov ha-ovdei kochavim u'manichim mifnei kein ha-mezuzos achori ha-delos. D'yesh lehem al-mashi yismichu al-divri ha-tor v'arav. It says, however, if it's a situation where you're concerned that it faces the Rishus HaRavim and you're concerned that the non-Jews are going to walk around and pluck the mezuzos off the door, so that would be problematic, in which case you should then put it on the inside of the doorway. Right, so that's a shach. Nowadays, this comes up with like these office spaces and things like that, where there's like these glass office places, and there's no real side post to the door. So there, we usually put in front, meaning putting it in front, so long as it's within a tefach of the door, that would be that's what we do. That's the normal thing to do. I think
in front of the door.
Right, we prefer in front. In front, for sure, you're okay. Behind is what the Taz here is saying that he's not so. That's what the Shach here is saying that he's not so keen about. Now there are those.
I still need to put mezuzah on the storage space we just got in my office, though.
Okay.
And that's a sliding door, like a storefront.
You mean like door. A garage door, like comes from the top.
Garage door, and there is no space either. You really can't put it outside because there's hundreds of these, and if some of this one's going to have a mezuzah, it's going to get knocked off pretty easily.
Right.
Walking by. So there, I think, is a place where you have to put it on the inside.
Right.
If you need one at all, right?
Right. Right. Yeah. So it would be right, but it would be on the inside. You try to get within a tefach of the door. Yeah. Yeah. There are other issues I didn't prepare. Maybe we'll try to. But it's coming to me now that there is a. There are those who hold, and I think Rav Shechter might even hold this way. I'm not sure, but that Achori Hadeles is even if it's within the doorway. Meaning my reading of the Shach, I think most of this read the Shach as being that if it's if the doorway is the back of the door, right, and you need to have it behind the door, so then it would go on the wall behind the door, right? I think some actually read this as. Then no, it means anywhere behind the door itself. So even if the door is the front of the doorway, the mezuzah should go in front of the door on the side rather than in the doorway. So I believe Rav Moshe holds this position. I think we'll prepare this for another shiur. I think this will come up, which is why in Rav Tendler's shul in Muncie. So the mezuzahs going into the main shul are in like on the doorpost, are like, you know, in on the wall heading into the door, as opposed to within the doorway, because the within the doorway is behind the door, right? So in shul, for example, right? So in shul, the doors to the main shul open out, right? They open towards the lobby. So according to that shita, you would put the mezuzahs in the lobby, right? Or like in that vestibule leading into the shul, you would put the mezuzah on the doorpost so that, I mean, you have to be able to see the mezuzah from outside. That's the that would be the principle. So you would actually put the mezuzah outside that doorway according to that position. But I need to make sure about that. I didn't prepare that for this year. Okay. So then the Shulchan Aruch continues on here. It says, "B'tchila shlisha elyon," right, the beginning of the top third, "Gova hashar," of the gateway here, "V'im kava l'mala mizek shirin." And if you do it above that, it's still going to be kosher. "V'hu shiarchi kena me'amashkuf tefach," so long as it's at least a tefach from the lintel on top. Okay, so that we came across that as well. So that the Shulchan Aruch already said, we already knew the Shulchan Aruch was going to pass in that way. The beginning of the top third. So how much should we be trying to achieve that? So if you see, if in the classic Shulchan Aruch, I don't know if you have the newer Shulchan Aruch, I'm not sure what it looks like, but right before the word betchilas, there is a moon and a half moon and a star, like a parenthesis and a star, right? You see that? So that sends, right, where it says B'tchila Shlisha Elyon. So there's a little letter He, and right before the little that's sending you to the Be'er Hagola. And right before the little letter He, there is a parenthesis and a star. So that parenthesis and the star sends you to the Nekudas HaKesef. Nekudas HaKesef is on the, in this case, the left side. Nekudas HaKesef is written by the Shach, right? So the shach and it's specifically the shach's it's generally not necessarily here, but it's generally the shach's the shach wrote it after he wrote the shach. I mean, he wrote the shach and then he wrote the Nekudas HaKesef to argue on the taz, right? So in this case, I'm not sure why it's not in the shach itself. Maybe you'll see came across a manuscript at some point a little bit later on. But the shach here writes. That betchila shlisha elyon, so he says hudas a Rambam, right? That's based on the Rambam which we saw, right? The alpize nimshichu ktsas anshe maisa bedor shemanichim betchila shlisha elyon. He says based on this Rambam, there are some chasidim anshe maisa, meaning it's usually a praiseworthy phrase, that they would place it specifically in the beginning of the top third. He says, "Aval kol ha'olam noagim la'anicha begova ha'pesach kedas ha'rash." He says, but nobody holds that way. The minug ha'olam, generally speaking, the minug is to place it someplace in the top third. So this is not just an issue nowadays. Apparently this is going back all the way to the time of the Shach. He says, "V'lafini es daisi sheyafahim osim." He says, according to my opinion, says the Shach, they're doing right. Meaning the people who put it anywhere in the top third. Lefi shekei nira ikur b'shas b'menachos. So if you learn the sugya, that seems to be the way the Gemara is learnt. Ba'usan anshi maisa lo ainu shapir. And he actually attacks the people that place it at the bottom of the top third. He says, and those people that are putting it at the bottom of the top thirds, they only looked in Shulchan Aruch. Right? They didn't look in the Gemara itself. They didn't go back to the original sugya. He says, v'ilu havu ainu shapir b'gemara lo hayu osan kain. And had they done so, meaning had they actually looked back to the sugya in the Gemara, they wouldn't have done that. V'chein mashma lehedya b'smag, right? So fa'ayin gimel, right? V'chein mashma v'rabinu yeruchem b'sefer adam nesiv chafalef ayin sham. Right? And then he adds in as well, shuv nirali barur da rambam loya goris b'shas shalu laharchika min hakora yoser mishlish. And says in the Kudas HaKasef, he says, and by the way, I think the Rambam had the wrong girsa of the Gemara. I mean, not that we have the wrong girsa of the Rambam, but the Rambam had the wrong girsa of the Gemara, which is why the Rambam says the beginning of the top third. But we learned through our Gemara, says the Shach, there's no reason to put in the top third. And I would add, conceptually, it's a little hard to explain to people, like why? What exactly is that? Is the bottom of the top third that we're going to make that ma'akev? So if you're going to say, well, that's actually pretty good reaching distance for your arm, right? So then I would say, like Dan said, then it should be subjective to how tall the person is in there, right? If that's really the goal. So why it should be the bottom of the top third is questionable. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that way. The Shach gets the Shach thinks that there's really no reason to do so. So how do we come out today? So I'm not sure. Moshe, the mezuzah doctor, so he places everything. He does the bottom of the top third. I've been told. I think Rav Schechter, I heard him give a shir at Hilchos Mezuzah at some point, and he said, "Yeah, so you might as well. You should try to be yotzi for the sheet of the Rambam and put it in the bottom of the top third." On page 5, so we have here from the Agra Bo Alecha. So he quotes an interesting idea here. He says the bottom of the top third, right, on the top of the line it says Kasher Lekviya, the whole top third is fine, except for the top tefach, fine. Beis, Yud Ala, Yesh Omrim, Shemitzu Lechachila Lekova, Mishetachtis Aklaf, B'tchilas HaShlisha Elyon. There are those who say that the ideal place to put it is so that the bottom of the klaf will be the beginning of the top third. V'nira Shekein Roy Linhog. And it seems like that's what you should do. Ach Kevin She'iyah Sharlit Samtzim, Yagbiya Ba'at Me'al Tchilas HaShlish. He says, but because it's a little bit hard to give an exact amount, I'm not sure why it's so hard to figure out, but you should put it a little bit above. So the truth is, that's what I've always done. I've never put it at the bottom of the top third. I've always placed it a little bit above, just to A, because, you know, give them a little bit, so it doesn't look quite so low. But also, I thought like, well, you know, I'm putting this up, but maybe in a year from now, they're going to get a different case. If they get a different case, then they're going to put it up, and they're going to cover where I put it. But if they're going to cover where I put it, maybe it's going to end up being below. So I just thought, I always put it a little bit above from where the bottom of the top third is. So in the bottom here, in the footnote, so in footnote Dalid, so I'm right on page 5 here, footnote Dalid, he says, even the Shach, min nekudas hakesef kasur sheminag olam, that the minug was to put it anywhere in the top third, v'hiskim leminug, and he agreed to the minug, because that's what most people assumed. He says, ach, kevin she'ein kol hefsid lahadir bezeh, but there's no reason, you don't lose, there's nothing to lose by being machmir and putting it at the bottom of the top third like the Rambam, tov lachosh ledaski kol hani rebusa. It's good to be choshish for that idea, da'ein zeh negra minug, it's not really against the minug, da'ein minug osir lahachmir, because the minug cannot asser you to be machmir. Meaning, there might be a minhag to put it someplace else in the top third, but anywhere in the top third is fine. So I can't say, well, the minhag is to put it anywhere up there. So therefore, you can't dafka put it at the bottom of the top third. Right? That doesn't make sense. So therefore, you say put it in the bottom of the top third. I think, in Lower Marian Synagogue, they have the mezuzahs very high. So I think, a tefach from the top, essentially. So I think I once discussed this with Rabbi Shimon, who felt that in a public place, for sure, putting in the bottom of the top third is a simon that they will be knocked over by people when their shoulders brush against it. So in Lower Marian Synagogue, they put it higher because, there's traffic, and if it is at shoulder height, so then shoulders will bang into it as has happened, right? So that is, so in Lower Marian Synagogue, you'll see them much higher. Now the footnote here continues on and says v'chein kasa beis alevi devadi l'chi roi lachish l'rawi should be choshish for the Rambam, and certainly here v'chol shekein shekachu al pi hamikubalim, and certainly here where there's basis for it according to Kabbalah. I don't know. I didn't. Truth is, I might be able to track down that beis alevi. Sometimes people say things are based on Kabbalah. It's you know, it's such a deep secret. I don't even know what it is. But anyways, that's they said Api Kabbalah made the bottom of the top third. But then he continues on and says here in parentheses, "Vishamati, I heard that in Rav Yashiv's home, all the mezuzos were not in the beginning of the top third. It was higher up. Ach lachrona, but at the towards the end of his life, I guess, asu etzlo pesach chadash. They made a new doorway for him. V'kava b'tchilas ashlisha elyon. When they made this new doorway for Rav Yashiv, they put the mezuzah dafka at the bottom of the top third. V'ulai, maybe b'tchilas chashash liura. That originally there was a concern of yura that I'm going to be machra and this din it's going to look unusual to everybody else. So this is a concern of yura. But then, people started doing it. People learned Hilchos Mezuzah, or they hired the mezuzah doctor, or mezuzah and more, or something like that, to put their mezuzahs up. So it became more common to see it at the bottom of the top third, so then he didn't have to worry about seeming to appear haughty anymore after that point. So that's, so generally, when I put up people, I will probably tell them, you know, this is, it looks a little bit low, but this is the reason. Plus, this is the way it should be Shulchan Aruch, and they agreed to be Machar. By the way, I heard Rav Shmuel also tells people to put it dafka at the bottom of the top third. I heard. I don't know. I don't know if anything about that is in print. But the person says, no, that looks really weird. Put it higher. So I have no problem putting it higher, particularly because it might be a chumrah. Meaning, it's one thing if it's a chumrah based on a disagreement, but if it's a chumrah based on a misprint, which is what the Shach thinks it is, so then it's a little bit harder to justify saying that this is a chumrah that we should absolutely push. Okay? So that is the bottom of the top third issue. Now, as we move, so now we then get into a different issue, and that is these, and this is not in the page, but if you look on page 6, so page 6 is from Sefer Mezuzah. He talks about this in Agur Bo'alecha as well, but just it wasn't as clear as here. So here in Mem Zion, he says, what about mezuzos nemuchos, if you have low doorposts that don't reach the mashkof, that don't actually reach the lintel? So modedim es hashlish ha'elyon shel ha'mezuzos bilvad. So then you would measure only the third, the top third of the doorpost, and not for the entire height of the doorway until the mashkof. Right? So what's the example of that? So if you look at the bottom of the page, so picture 41, so that's where it comes up. Right, picture 41. So you might have you have the mezuzah does not reach all the way to the top. So you could actually make a claim. Are we doing it? You can make a hakira. Is it the top third of the doorway, or is it the top third of the door post? Right, and the mezuzah poskim, right? He puts there on the top the Chovas Hadar, the Agur Bo'alecha, right? They all say that it should be in the it's Piskei Tshuva here. I didn't realize that. Oh, actually, I think we might have come across this before. Reish Pei Vav Yud in the Piskei Tshuva over there, right? Where maybe we skipped it at that point. That they suggest that what he means is, we did do that. It was sort of like a throw in to a Piskei Tshuva, but that it should be the top third of the door post as opposed to the doorway. So that ends up being potentially, right, very, very low, right? So is that a problem? It's okay. That's the way we assume. Yes, Dan?
Right, in the picture, they have, four rows of stones.
Right.
You could imagine that it would only be two rows or one row, in which case it'd be ridiculously low.
Okay, so it needs to be the height of a doorpost. A doorpost lahalacha needs to be 10 tfachim. So 10 tfachim is, you know, at most 40 inches. So someplace between 30 and 40 inches.
Right. And what if the left side was a full doorpost this thing that sort of, you know.
Yeah. So good question. We would not put it on the left side. The only option would be put it on the right side. So if it was obvious which direction the mezuzah needs to go, it would go on the right side, even though it's a low post. The thing that I'm not sure about, and the truth is, I was asked, apparently, Rabbi Brennan hired this new, a rabbi for the shul, so to speak, Rabbi Berman, actually. His name is Avi Berman, and I kept confusing him with Avram Berman, Heather's husband. Like, I kept calling him, trying to set up times for chassan classes, and this Chabad rabbi is like, why are you inviting me to chassan classes? But anyways, they started putting together like a little Torah booklet / Torah journal. So they asked me to write something in it. So I was going to write about this topic, about the low right side thing, because a lot of the homes in Overbrook Park, so this comes up because there's a separation. I don't know if Sheldon, I don't know if you have this. I don't remember, but a lot of the Overbrook Park homes, the dining room is right next to the kitchen, and often there's not a full wall. There's no wall. There's a counter usually between the dining room and the kitchen, right? So depending on which direction your house is shaped, right, to walk from the dining room into the kitchen, you'll have this counter on the right side. Right, Sheldon, is this the way your house is?
I have a regular doorway here.
You have a regular doorway, okay. But your kitchen is like in the back, right? Here it goes dining room and then the back of the kitchen, right? Okay, but a lot of the homes are doorway and then the kitchen is at its side with a separation of this counter. So if you're walking from the dining room to the kitchen, the right doorpost, assuming there's a mashkof, assuming there's a doorpost on top, and most of them do have a mashkof on top, the door is essentially the counter. So where do you put the mezuzah then between the dining room and the kitchen? That's the question. So one of the things to deal with is a little bit of Dan's idea, meaning there is sometimes room to be, and this is actually the next Sif Gimel, when you have multiple rooms in a house, so which direction does the mezuzah go on the right side or on the left side, right? Or which door gets prominence, which doorway gets prominence? So it could be that if you, a lot of these Overbrook Park homes, especially if you park in the basement, you park in the driveway, in the back, and then you primarily use the back door to get in the house through the basement, it could often be that the mezuzah should go anyways on the other side. I mean, if you come from the basement to the kitchen, to the dining room, right, so the mezuzah might go on the other side depending on which one is used more often. Now, what about if it's shifted a little bit, meaning if you sort of use it 50-50, but does the idea that I would for sure I have a full doorpost on one side and a half a doorpost on the other side, does that maybe shift the equation somewhat? That's the part that I'm not sure about, and don't have a clear answer on yet. That might be part of next week's shiur. Okay?
I'm looking at my the doorway between my dining room and my living room.
Right.
It's like a vertical post, and it goes up maybe 6 feet or a little more. Then it goes briefly horizontal, and then it turns into an archway.
Right. So maybe you would... Yeah, so... yours probably is. Yours, from what you're describing, I don't know what it looks like. From what you're describing, I would just go to the top where the doorpost is. There's a whole issue with arches, right? Which is not this. So yeah, I think that comes up. We're kind of running out of space here. I believe there is another sif here that discusses archways, where exactly is considered to be the top of the doorpost when you have an archway. But if there's really a top to the doorpost and then it turns to the archway, so I think we assume that you would just be measuring the doorpost. Maybe, whatever, we'll save that though. We'll save that for another time. But in this scenario where you have the low thing, so that's what the... right, so that's what he says. It would go on the counter, the top third of the ten tefach high. He continues on and says, "Im mezuzah pesach nemucha mod. If it's very low, So there may be, now I don't know how far very low is, but then the mezuzah, rather than being at the bottom of the top third, maybe should be towards the top, right? As opposed to, and not in the beginning of the top third. But it shouldn't be within the top tefach, closest to the end of the doorpost. So he says if it's a low doorpost that doesn't go all the way to the top, it should be a tefach below the top of that doorpost. So, truth is, I should have prepared this before, but let me see if I could track down that picture. I think I may have shown this to you already. I have a few examples here. So, number one, here, this is what I was referring to. Got the link. Copy the link here. So here's one. This is that kitchen scenario we were discussing. And then the other one I wanted to show is...
where we need access.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Get link, copy link. Okay. All right. Now it should work. Actually, I should share the whole folder here with you. No. All right, I just do one at a time then. No, not that. This one we'll do first. Here, get this link. Unrestricted, copy link, and post this one. So here we go. So this one is also in the JFCS building. This is a hallway. So if you see over there on the right, in the JFCS building, so you could sort of see. It's not so clear, but you see where that like banister ends. So this is an example of a low mashkof, right? And I put the mezuzah there, right, on the low part of the doorway. Now, right, you see that? Right? So, it's a tefach from the top, especially because the mezuzah doesn't go all the way to the top of the case. It also only matters where the scroll is, not where the whole case is. Now, the truth is here, we'll talk, I would have rather placed it on the door. I mean, it's all a question of what is the doorpost. I mean, it could be that the farther end here is the doorpost. I mean, not the low part, but the higher part is the doorpost. So, the problem is that that's not a doorpost. The problem is then it wouldn't have a mezuzah because it's not a doorpost. It's not subject to it. So if there's, but the bottom part certainly is a doorpost. It's 10 tefachim high. So that being the case, it needed a mezuzah in that particular spot. And I was there last week. It's still there, that mezuzah. It's still up. Okay. And that is that. All right. We are... Okay, so we could just say here the Shach here quotes the idea of it not being too high. By the way, I mean if it's a very high thing, there we go. The Shach Dal it says that when the doorpost is very high, so it should go opposite your shoulder, but not above where your shoulders are, but in a way that you're not going to be able to see it. So they try to give some shiurim as to how high is considered too high. It's really sort of a judgment call at that point as to whether it would be out of view or not. We don't say too high is 20 amos high, right? That's way too high. So, if it's too high such that you wouldn't be able to touch it, like a regular height person wouldn't be able to touch it, so then probably should be brought down. That is the din. I did have a case in someone's house that they had a very tall doorway where you could still reach them if it was in the top third, and Moshe Gant said he thought it should be the top third, even though it's going to be above your head, above an average person's head. Okay, so these are some of the detailed issues. Next week, I think we get into the very controversial discussion of internal rooms, which one is considered the inner room from the other one. That gets the mezuzah on the right side heading into it. So, Miras Hashem, we'll pick up with that next Monday. I think it should be clear next Monday.
Sure.
Okay.